Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 82 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
We had to make a lot of tough calls, lots of them, and it was not fun.
Moorhead State University welcomed faculty and staff back to campus this morning.
Rowan County Schools will open tomorrow.
KCTCS is offering a new scholarship.
A Bath County man accused of sexual crimes against a child has a history of criminal activity.
Police are investigating a fatal crash in Pike County.
In sports, we'll have the final score for the last game of the series between the Reds and the Mets.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low around 68 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
State University's fall convocation was this morning. MSU President Dr. Jay Morgan addressed faculty and staff regarding the future of the university. He spoke on things like creating a smaller but more aesthetic campus and cutting facility cost. But most importantly, he says in order for Moorhead State to succeed, students need to stay right at the center of it all.
We've adopted a strategic plan that will use to guide us to the best of our ability and to the most we can afford. We'll focus on core functions of the university that have to do with student success. We've got to be known as a student success university. If not, students will trend away from us, and they'll do so in droves.
Morgan says enrollment is up for the fall semester, about 16% higher than the year before.
Rowan County students are headed back to the classroom tomorrow. Little over 3,000 students are expected to begin at the county's high school, middle school, and four elementary schools this year. Superintendent John Maxey hopes the first day traffic can be safe and efficient.
I would just, encourage everybody to be cautious and careful out there, all the traffic and buses on the road. Just be alert and aware that our buses and little ones will be out.
This is Maxey's first year as superintendent, but he has spent several years with the Rowan County School District.
The Kentucky Community and Technical College System is offering a new scholarship to help students complete their associate's degree in 2 years or less. In order to complete the degree in that time frame, a student needs to take at least 15 credit hours a semester. So now KCTCS President Dr. Jay Box says they're offering the 15 to finish scholarship.
Our intent within KCTCS to offer the 15 to finish scholarship is to give an incentive to those students to encourage them to go ahead and enroll and complete those 15 hours per semester.
The scholarship pays $500 to students who successfully complete 15 credit hours in a semester and enroll for an additional 15 hours the next semester. Students can earn up to $1,500 in scholarships on their way to an associate in art or science degree, and up to $2,000 if they're pursuing an Associate of Applied Science degree.
New research finds that right-to-work laws do not bring increased employment to an area. Supporters argue that states with the laws see job growth because employers are drawn by their business climate. However, Director of Policy at the Economic Policy Institute in Washington, D.C., Heidi Scherholz, says that isn't the case.
What we find is that right-to-work will not create jobs, but it will hurt wages of middle-class workers.
The West Virginia legislature passed right-to-work legislation in 2017.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Moorhead State University. The Recreation Center offers basketball and racquetball courts, fitness areas, weight and exercise equipment, indoor walking track, and swimming pool. Outdoor Adventures features camping and hiking equipment, kayaks and paddle boards for Eagle Lake and Bouldering Wall. Lockers, towel service, group fitness classes and personal training, day passes and community memberships are now available for summer 2018. More information at 783-2083.
An Olive Hill man is facing trafficking charges after a drug bust yesterday in Grayson. According to a press release from the Fiveco Area Drug Enforcement Task Force, authorities raided the home of Michael Griffith on Sunflower Drive. 26-year-old Clayton Hill was arrested and charged with four counts of trafficking heroin. FATE officials say the raid is the conclusion of a two-year investigation that crippled a Detroit drug pipeline. Officers seized fentanyl, heroin, marijuana, 417 marijuana plants, several other narcotics, drug paraphernalia, $4,000 in cash, and some guns. Hill is being lodged in the Carter County Detention Center, and additional charges are pending.
A Bath County man accused of sexual crimes against a child had charges diverted in Fleming County last year. According to court records, Corey Bumby received a diversion for criminal trespassing and criminal mischief charges in the spring of 2017. When an accused person receives diversion, the court agrees to drop charges if the person is not charged with any additional crimes within a certain number of years. Bumby's diversion was set to be revoked when pending charges showed up in Bath County. However, Judge Jeffrey Shoemaker reinstated the diversion for 1 year while the Bath County case is resolved. Bumby is charged with rape and unlawful imprisonment of a child in Bath County. His arraignment is set for August 14th.
A registered sex offender in Pike County has been charged with yet another sex-related crime. According to EKB-TV, 36-year-old Joshua Hubbard of Pinson Fork was arrested last Thursday on a warrant taken out by the Kentucky State Police. Police allege that on June 24th, Hubbard engaged in sexual contact with a 16-year-old juvenile. Hubbard was arrested on a charge of third-degree sodomy and has since been released from jail after posting a $10,000 cash bond. According to the KSP Sex Offender Registry, Hubbard is a 20-year registrant who is listed as being in compliant with his registration. He was convicted in 2008 on a sex abuse charge.
The Fayette County Coroner says that a man who was shot several times in an apartment building on Constitution Street has died. WKYT reports the victim is 34-year-old Sean Michael Woods. He was rushed to UK Medical Center following the shooting, but died just after 7:30 this morning. Lexington police say the shooting happened around 6:45 a.m., and the alleged shooter was a person who lived in an apartment complex. Investigators believe Woods was breaking into multiple apartments throughout the morning after talking to witnesses. The case remains under investigation.
Federal authorities narrow their search for a man who threatened the president and a local war hero to central Kentucky. Here's KNN's Haley Hansen.
27-year-old Sean Christie is wanted by the FBI for allegedly threatening President Trump, police officers, and most recently, Medal of Honor recipient and Kentuckian Dakota Meyer. Christie's pickup truck was found in Adair County, not far from Meyer's home. A federal warrant was issued in June after Christie threatened a district attorney, saying, quote, "I promise I'll put a bullet in your head as soon as I put one in the head of President Donald J. Trump." I'm Haley Hansen.
U.S. Senator Rand Paul has delivered a letter from President Donald Trump to Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Russian leader's spokesman said Wednesday, Paul, who defended Trump in the wake of his summit with Putin last month in Helsinki, has been visiting Russia with a delegation for several days. Paul said on Twitter that the letter emphasized the importance of further engagement in various areas. However, Deputy White House spokesman Hogan Gidley said the missive was a letter of introduction that Trump had written at Paul's request. The Kentucky Republican met with members of the Russian Parliament's upper house who serve on the Foreign Affairs Committee Monday. Paul said he had invited them to Washington.
Firefighters with the Kentucky Division of Forestry are headed home tomorrow after spending 2 weeks assisting with wildfires in California. Catastrophic wildfires continue to ravage the state as one blaze nearly doubled in size over the last 3 days, making it the largest in California history. Michael Fraley is the assistant fire chief in Kentucky.
So it's a volunteer basis with our employees to go out there. We all have to do a physical pack test. When we get a request from other states to assist in wildland fire, we send an email out to all our personnel and ask who's available. And based on that and based on qualifications, that's how we put a crew together to go.
16 major fires are burning across California. Fraley says crews from other states are also assisting in that effort.
A University of Kentucky faculty committee is defending a journalism professor accused of improperly selling his self-authored textbook to students. WUKY's Josh James has more.
Professor Buck Ryan found himself under fire earlier this year following allegations by school leaders that he sold copies of his textbook without receiving permission and improperly dealt with $6,000 in royalties. But the Lexington Herald Leader reports a rarely convened faculty committee tasked with investigating those charges found that they did not line up with the evidence. In a letter to UK President Eli Campoluto, the panel says Ryan may be guilty of, quote, sloppy accounting, but he had reason to believe he'd received approval. While Provost David Blackwell forwarded termination charges in May, the committee ruled that those proceedings should be dropped. UK spokesman Jay Blanton.
President Campoluto has received the recommendation from the faculty committee. He will take it under advisement, and he is very appreciative of the time that the committee spent and the thoughtfulness that they took, the approach they took with respect to this process.
In a statement to WUKY, Ryan said he's, quote, gratified by the courageous and unanimous decision of the faculty senate committee. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
The next event in the second Saturday Greenbow Summer Music Series is coming up this weekend. The Red Hot Rock and Blues Festival is done in cooperation with the Greenup Extension Arts Council and Greenup County Tourism. Ann Stevens is the University of Kentucky Extension Agent for Fine Arts in Greenup County. She says the festival will be a good time.
People need to bring a chair or a blanket, something like that. It is an outdoor venue. It is family friendly. It is free, open to the public. Greenbow does concessions for us, so you can come and spend the entire evening.
The festival takes place from 5 to 10 p.m. on Saturday at the Greenbow Lake State Resort Park Amphitheater.
The 5th annual Dive for the Finish 5K race will take place this Saturday at the Grayson Fire Department. The event will be held to raise money for equipment and training for the city's search and rescue dive team. Battalion Chief Kyle Morgan says registration will be at 8 p.m., with the race beginning at 9 p.m.
It's going to be a glow run and a color run together. So basically, all the lights on top of our truck, for the light towers, that's going to be all of our black lights. He's got everything made up to where the whole front apron of the fire station will be under a black light and be the neon yellow and orange and pink and blue and all that stuff.
Morgan says the race route will be the same as in previous years, with the start and finish line at the Grayson Fire Department. Looking at the weather tonight, generally cloudy, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, highs around 84 degrees. Thursday, cloudy skies early, followed by a partial clearing, highs near 85 degrees. Thursday night, a few clouds, lows around 66. Friday, scattered thunderstorms in the morning with mostly cloudy skies late, highs around 86, chance of rain at 40%. Friday night, partly cloudy skies, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, lows around 67. And on Saturday, sunny skies during the morning hours, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, highs around 84 degrees, chance of rain at 60%. Looking at the listening area temperatures, in Moorhead, 82 degrees, Flemingsburg, 79 degrees, Lexington, 72 degrees, Winchester, 80 degrees, Inez, 82 degrees, and in Ashland, it's 87 degrees.
On our feature segment today, a new food trend in Moorhead is starting to pick up speed. WMKY's Tanner Boyd reports on Moorhead's most recent food truck Friday.
We got the slow smoke pulled pork barbecue, of course, is my staple. Also got the barbecue ribs and smoked chicken.
Well, we got the super nachos made with a grilled chicken right on the green egg. It's pretty tasty, juicy, fresh. And we got burritos, tacos, and quesadillas.
Well, I am a all-natural and organic product food truck. Every one of my products are USDA certified, organic, or all-natural, all the way down to the last ingredient.
Hot dogs, burritos, barbecue, funnel cakes, you name it, you could find it. Moorhead's most recent Food Truck Friday. Moorhead Mayor Jim Tom Trent is the event's organizer.
And we've always kind of did it, and then we finally got the food truck ordinance passed last year. Some food trucks started in last year trickling in, and I just sent them an email simply about a month ago. I said, hey, we're going to try this. Who wants to be in? And we had six of them the first time, and believe it or not, three of them sold out not once but twice.
The first such event took place in June with over 700 people in attendance. Charlie Graham is the owner and operator of Graham Slam Barbecue, one of the trucks present at the event. He thinks Food Truck Fridays offers a fun experience for himself and the community.
I love the event, man. This is our second time for this event. You know, the rain is keeping people away, but most of the vendors are here from Moorhead, you know, and we just doing stuff that we like to do.
And while there was every chance in the world for someone to indulge in all sorts of fried foods, there were also vendors present to promote a healthier lifestyle. Anthony Horton is the owner of the At Home Cafe, an all-natural eating experience.
I got involved in a health program that kind of taught me how to eat. I ended up losing 36 pounds in about 16 weeks. And so I kind of developed a passion to help offer people, you know, the same stuff that I lost weight on.
However, Bath County resident Tyler Day says that wasn't why he attended the event. He says he's just looking for good food wherever he can find it.
Well, I have eaten at two of them, and they're both delicious. I mean, among the best tasting food in the entire town, really. I've bought probably 10 pounds over the last few weeks ever since I found that Nothing But Time was here.
And Mayor Trent says even though these vendors are not traditional restaurants, they aren't getting any special treatment.
All of the food truck vendors pay local restaurant taxes. They also pay a fee when they sign up. It's $250 to the city. In order to be part of, under our food truck ordinance, they are inspected by the local county health inspector, so everything's above board.
And Trent adds, if the event continues to be successful, it could be an economic booster for the area.
I think it not only helps us with the tax money we get from the food sales, but more importantly, it draws people in town. We may have some people come from out of town who wouldn't normally come just for this. So our hope is they don't only eat here, but they go to another store and buy something. They go buy gas. All of that contributes to us drawing people downtown, and that's what this whole thing is about, is to revitalize downtown, make it the community hub that we know it should be.
Business was a little slow this go-around due to bad weather, with about 200 individuals in attendance. Future Food Truck Fridays are scheduled for August 24th, September 21st, and October 26th. Reporting for WMKY, I'm Tanner Boyd.
It's 447 and 82 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Chaz Jenkins, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad that you've joined us on this Wednesday afternoon. Tilden Johnson has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Morehead. Located on Triplett Street near the Morehead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for recyclables. Funded in part through a grant from the Kentucky Division of Waste Management, an additional green trailer rotates among Elliottville, Farmers, Hayes Crossing, and the MMRC Fire Department on Kentucky 801 North. The rotating trailer schedule is online at moreheadrecycling.org.
The Reds finished 1-2. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson. The Cincinnati Reds lost their third game in the three-game set with the New York Mets today in the Big Apple. With a score of 8-0, the Reds finished the set at 1-2. Hoping for play similar to yesterday's 6-1 victory over the Mets, Reds manager Jim Riggleman told Fox Sports Ohio that Sal Romano had an exceptional night in last night's game.
He really threw good. I mean, you know, he got ground balls early on today as opposed to sometimes, you know, it was getting ground balls deeper in the game and get a bunch of them. But he got some ground balls early. You know, he warmed up twice. And he was at his limit. That was as far as we were going to go with him. Maybe probably shouldn't even send him out there for the seventh. But he really, really did a nice job. Set our bullpen up real good.
The Reds start a three-game home set with the Diamondbacks Friday at 7:10. With the Morehead State Fall Football Camp back in full swing, the players all have the same goal in mind, improving on that 4-7 record from last season. Senior quarterback Lawson Page spoke during Football Media Day on Monday.
Personally speaking, and for the rest of the guys speaking, you know, we really do have a big chip on our shoulder. We've had a really good offseason so far. You know, we've just been really working hard, coming together, working on the details. You know, this whole camp, we've been, offensively speaking, we've been pushing tempo, you know, because we felt like last season we kind of lagged it a little bit.
The Eagles will continue fall camp through their first day of class on the 13th. Opening day is set for August 30th, when they'll travel to EKU to take on the Colonels.
The Kentucky Football Wildcats are continuing their month of training before starting the season with a September 1st home opener against Central Michigan. Head coach Mark Stoops, who spoke at the team's media day, says this year's offensive line gives him hope for the success of the program, thanks to the help of some key players.
I like the fact of having Drake back. And he's only a sophomore and played very good football for us, really kind of anchored us there. There's very talented, experienced players around him, and those guys are very good players, and we're excited about the offensive line as a whole. And now we can continue to maybe bring that depth along that we were looking for at the beginning of last year.
Drake Jackson, the 303-pound center who is a redshirt sophomore, started in 10 games last season as a redshirt freshman. The San Francisco 49ers will honor former tight end Dwight Clark with a season-long celebration of his life that will include an unveiling of a statue of The Catch, referencing the famous game-winning play of the 1981 NFC Championship game. Clark died in June at the age of 61. He suffered from ALS. All 49ers players will wear 87 helmet decals throughout the season, and Levi Stadium field bunting will pay tribute to Clark during all 49ers games. Browns rookie receiver Antonio Callaway had bullets and gun parts in his car when he was being cited for marijuana possession. Dash camera video obtained by TMZ shows an officer asking Callaway to step out of his vehicle after the officer smells marijuana following a routine traffic stop. Callaway cooperates, and later one officer tells his partner that he became really nervous when he found the bullets and a strap for a Glock handgun in the vehicle. The Panthers have signed offensive lineman Tyler Larson to a 2-year contract extension. The extension comes after the Panthers lost starting offensive lineman Darrell Williams and Amini Silatola to injuries in training camp. The Kentucky Wildcat basketball team is opening up play in the islands. The Wildcats are in the Bahamas for a series of exhibition games this week. Coach John Calipari was surprised to hear about ticket sales.
They said it's going to be sold out. What? Craziness. Being at Kentucky, playing at Kentucky, coaching at Kentucky, it's all of that.
UK opens its 4-game tour against the Bahamian national team tonight. College basketball players who go undrafted by the NBA will be allowed to return to school and play as part of sweeping NCAA reforms in the wake of a corruption scandal. The NCAA announced today that its Board of Governors and Division I Board of Directors adopted a series of significant policy and legislative changes, setting in motion actions to change the structure of the NCAA fundamentally. The changes reflect the recommendations made in April by the Rice Commission and will target summer recruiting camps, agent access for players, and stiffer penalties for rule breakers. The Morehead State Volleyball Eagles have been on campus preparing for the 2018 season. The Volleyball Eagles, who went 14-15 last season, started practice on Monday, and Coach Jamie Gordon says that this year's squad has more coverage than his 2017 team.
We got started with practice on Monday. We've got a really exciting group this year, a fairly large roster from what we're used to. We've got 15 players. Usually we're in the 12 to 13 range. But the exciting part is that we've got a lot of depth there. So we've been managing through team meetings, kind of establishing some of our systems in play, helping out with some of the other things that have been going on campus this week, especially with all the move-in of all the students coming on campus and that.
The Volleyball Eagles start play next Friday with a home exhibition game against Bellarmine at 6 p.m. And lastly in sports, Morehead State University had 31 athletes receive the OVC Academic Medal of Honor for the 2017-18 school year, which is a school record. To receive the award, the student athlete has to achieve the highest grade point average in a conference-sponsored sport. All 31 athletes carried a 4.0 grade point average. By sport, baseball, women's basketball, and women's golf each had one player receive the honor. Soccer had two. Men's and women's cross-country, the rifle team, and men's and women's track and field had four. And the sport with the most medal recipients was volleyball, with 5 players being named. Volleyball coach Jamie Gordon says he's very proud of his team.
That just shows that there's a really a culture that our program has established of this is what's expected. If you come here to be a volleyball player, you're expected to excel not just on the court but in the classroom.
MSU also had 136 players receive a minimum 3.25 GPA, getting them into the OVC honor roll. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Eagles soccer and football season tickets are now available. Soccer has 7 home games, including their home opener with Ball State on August 26th. Football has 6 home games and hosting Mount St. Joseph on September 8th. More information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The Dow Industrials and the S&P both dropped today as strength in big tech could not lift the broader market averages, with the Dow Industrials finishing with a loss of 45.16 at 25,583.75. The S&P 500 was down 0.75 at 2857.70. The NASDAQ was up 4.66, again on strength in big tech, finishing at 7888.33. Within the NASDAQ, Amazon and Facebook both particularly strong, as both stocks, or I should say Facebook and Amazon, were both up about 1%. But your consumer staples, very weak today. Also within the Dow, Disney was your biggest loser as the company reported greater than expected, or I should say less than expected earnings yesterday after the close. And of course, today, the Chinese Ministry of Commerce announced its retaliation against the U.S. government, slapping a 25% charge on $16 billion worth of U.S. goods, and this really helped contribute to the weakness in big cap stocks, particularly those on the Dow average. Shares of your big exporters like Caterpillar and Boeing were under pressure today as both were down sharply on the news of this Chinese retaliation. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 16 cents at 85.88, CSX down 5 cents at 72.54, AEP down 32 cents at 70.92, AK Steel down 2 cents at 4.47, and Marathon Petroleum was up 42 cents to finish at 81.69. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Rowan County Fiscal Court, reminding citizens, civic groups, churches, and businesses to properly retire old, faded, or damaged American flags. In partnership with Advanced Disposal, Rowan County Fiscal Court has placed a collection bin inside the Rowan County Courthouse. Flags may be dropped off Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. through September 11th. More information by calling 784-6345. Taking a final look at the weather tonight, generally cloudy, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, highs around 84 degrees. Thursday, cloudy skies early, followed by partial clearing, highs near 85 degrees. Thursday night, a few clouds, lows around 66. Friday, scattered thunderstorms in the morning with mostly cloudy skies late, highs around 86 degrees, chance of rain at 40%. Friday night, partly cloudy skies, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, lows around 67. And Saturday, sunny skies during the morning hours, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon.
Taking a look at some events coming up in your region, Morehead State Women's Basketball will host an elite camp from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. this Saturday, August 11th, at the MSU Recreation and Wellness Center. The camp is open to girls in grades 9 through 12. There's more information by calling 783-5137.
A blood drive sponsored by the Kentucky Blood Center will be held at the Morehead Kroger from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, August 11th. Donors must be able to provide a photo ID, be at least 17 years of age or 16 with parental consent, weigh at least 110 pounds, and be in general good health.
Safe Harbor of Northeast Kentucky will host the 11th annual Lobster Fest fundraiser from 6:30 to midnight on Saturday at Belfont Country Club in Ashland. Catered dinner, silent and live auction, dancing and music by the Bad Habits. Proceeds to benefit Safe Harbor of Northeast Kentucky to assist victims of domestic violence. Reserve tickets and more information is available by calling 606-329-9304. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Joe Lewis, Tanner Boyd, Jacob Lindberg, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Paul Hitchcock, Craig Jenkins, and Tilden Johnson. WUKY's Josh James, KNN's Haley Hansen, and Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke. Our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Tanner Boyd. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202BH in Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Chaz Jenkins and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.